For Baltimore's Southwest Partnership, the Cups Coffee House symbolizes community and hope. In this installment of his series, Up With Neighborhoods, a Southwest Baltimore partnership, WYPR's Fraser Smith reports that the shop has fallen on hard times and that its neighbors are trying to help.
Boarded up, falling down buildings and liquor stores characterize too many Baltimore streets. The Southwest Partnership's seven neighborhoods are not immune to the blight, but there's an important difference. Cups Coffee House. Cups is a multitasking job training program, a neighborhood meeting place, and oh yes, a coffee shop with baristas in training and great desserts prepared by an ex-offender. Cups represents what the partnership now refers to as a happy place in good times and bad. Happy and effective beyond its founder's dreams. Holly Gray says Cups became more than the sum of its parts. Turned out, coffee was an ingredient in community.
It's not something I ever planned on. Cups has kind of become the hub of the neighborhood.
The partnership's director, Michael Sipe, calls Cups the essence of community. When there's a problem, leaders often meet there to look for solutions.
When you look at Cups on the corner of Arlington and Hollins, you see everything that the leadership of Pigtown, Union Square, Hollins, Franklin Square, Poppleton, Mount Clair, they're all trying to do.
With its anchoring partner, the University of Maryland, Baltimore, Southwest wants to bring new resources to parts of Baltimore that have felt abandoned. Sometimes new things bring creative energy. But recently, Cups itself fell on hard times. A few months ago, it lost its funding. It's been hanging on, barely, since then. Last week, Cups neighbors held an emergency fundraiser at Mi Ranchito, a nearby restaurant across the street from the venerable Hollins Market. Cups collected more than $21,000, enough to keep the doors open during what it calls restructuring and looking for long-term funding. Holly Gray's friend, Dan Morrison, president of the Hollins Market Roundhouse neighborhood, calls Cups the neighborhood's go-to place. The community center has found itself reacting to unforeseen challenges. Cups was behind a community picnic thrown together a day after the Freddie Gray upheaval. More than 100 people turned out, in spite of the uncertainty, to demonstrate their belief in community and each other. They wanted to show that not all Baltimore is looting and burning. Says Morrison, Cups steps up when there's an emergency, like a good neighbor.
We all care about each other. We don't fight against each other. We're all doing things together to try and improve our neighborhood as much as the entire partnership.
The partnership and Cups want to be known as a place that nurtures young people, a place known for human kindness. Shelby Smith says it's happening. She went to prison as part of a human trafficking case. When she refused to testify, she served almost 3 years. After her release, she went everywhere looking for a job. She knows what it means to be turned away. She says,
we serve a lot of the community, a lot of the homeless, a lot of the addicts, and they all feel welcome.
It's another way Cups deals with reality. Homeless people are there. Addicts are there. There in the community if people like it or not, if anyone helps them or not. Cups helps.
They know that when they come to Cups, they're going to be treated as humans. They're not going to be rushed to get out. They're going to be treated with the same respect that a CEO would be treated when he walks in our doors.
Holly Gray had young people like Shelby Smith in mind when she opened Cups.
Saw that there was an incredible lack of opportunity for kids to get their first job and then really a lack of opportunity for people to have a second chance.
There's something vitally important but intangible going on with Cups, says Lisa Rawlings, Director of Workforce Initiatives at the University of Maryland, Baltimore, and a member of the Cups board. In other city or suburban neighborhoods, Rawlings says, a young person can walk down the street, call on a shopkeeper she or her parents know, and get an after-school or summer job. Not often in partnership neighborhoods, she says, the opportunities are just not there.
That's why you have someone with a bachelor's degree who can't find a job because she doesn't have that social capital. And Cups is helping create and leverage the social capital.
Rawlings is thinking of Cups workers like Tamika Walker. Walker'd been looking for work since graduating from the University of Maryland Eastern Shore 3 years ago. Bright, well-spoken, and outgoing, Walker says she was always either overqualified or underqualified, end of story, until Gray hired her. Tamika spoke during the fundraiser. Struggling to maintain her composure, she spoke about the program's trainees.
I just think about where they would be without us and where I would be without them. And to just sum it up, Cups mean everything to me. I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Earlier in the evening, she spoke of the training she's been getting. She might be a more marketable employee now, but she likes living in the neighborhood where she grew up.
I am on the lifetime plan. No matter where Cups is, that's where I'm going to be. Holly told me that I cannot go anywhere, and I'm down with that.
Lisa Rawlings says the nonprofit community of Baltimore that might support Cups is just now wrapping its mind around the importance of social capital. One of the Southwest Baltimore Partnership leaders, Biff Browning, speaking at the restaurant fundraiser, says the case for Cups is easy and indisputable.
This is preventative medicine for the community, for the greater ills. I mean, it's just something we cannot lose.
If success in the workplace is one of the goals, employers should think of Cups as the sort of leverage Lisa Rawlings talked about. Cups graduates come with an uncommon support network. Bosses should look at the likes of Shelby Smith and Tamika Walker as the kids next door. Kids who won't fail because the neighborhood won't let them fail. Think of it as community-built social capital. I'm Fraser Smith reporting from the Hollins Market Roundhouse neighborhood for 88.1 WYPR.
This special series on the Southwest Baltimore Partnership is made possible with grant support from Patricia and Mark Joseph.